Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Cain. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Misinformation, you say? Well, let's talk about misinformation today, shall we? Ladies and gentlemen, the left has declared war on what they have defined as misinformation. And I think it's time that we actually define the word. Because as I've said on this show, time and time and time again, one of the left's major strategies is to redefine words to suit their own ideology. They do it time and time and time and time again. And now they're doing it with misinformation. So let's talk a little bit first at the beginning of the show about the difference between misinformation and disinformation. Misinformation, folks, is something that's not true or probably isn't true, but you don't know that. So in other words, if someone asks me for directions, and I think I know where they want to go, and I give them some directions, and those directions turn out not to be good directions, that's misinformation. I thought that's where it would lead them. If I purposely lead them down a blind alley for my own amusement, that's called disinformation. Okay? So first, let's define that. Secondly, let's talk about why the left is so adamant about refusing to allow people, whether they're right or they're wrong, to have an opinion. Well, that's a little bit more of a deep subject, isn't it? You see, the left has this philosophy that they can say whatever they want to say, be it true, false, or somewhere in between. And if the right in any way, shape, or form disagree or have a different opinion, it is automatically labeled misinformation. The trick here, folks, is who decides what is misinformation? And how important is it to censor someone who is either spreading misinformation or disinformation? Well, let's take the recent case of Joe Rogan. What is it that Joe Rogan did so wrong? Well, let's go back to why Joe Rogan is the target. It wasn't that long ago that Joe Rogan came out and said he had COVID. And he felt like hell for a couple of days. He threw the kitchen sink at it, including ivermectin, which was prescribed by a doctor. And after a couple of days, he felt better. That's what Joe Rogan said. Then came not the misinformation committee, the disinformation committee. And again, let's define that. Disinformation is when you know something is obviously not true and you say it anyway in order to suit your agenda. CNN decided it would be a great idea to doctor a picture of Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan's video showed him looking a little bit sick, a little bit pale. They took a still from that video. And they put a green tint on it until Joe Rogan looked like he was an extra from The Walking Dead. That was purposely done. Why was that purposely done? To make it appear that Joe Rogan was on death's door. To scare you. That is called disinformation. They then went on the air and repeated verbatim time and time and time again, Joe Rogan attempted to cure his COVID using a horse dewormer. Now, that is partially disinformation and partially misinformation. It's disinformation because they know very well that Joe Rogan took ivermectin, and it, while it is in fact used as a horse dewormer, that is not the only use for ivermectin, and ivermectin has many, many, many uses on human beings. They chose very carefully to tell you he took a medication that was, in their minds, only meant for horse deworming. They chose those phrases very carefully to make you think Joe Rogan is not only at death's door, but he's insane and taking medication meant for horses. That is not true. That was a purposeful attempt to mislead you. That is a purposeful attempt to say, if your doctor prescribes ivermectin for you, run. Don't take it. It's horse dewormer. Only crazy people would do that. Look at Joe Rogan. He's not getting better. He's worse. This is horrible. This is a horrible situation. That's what they attempted to do with that statement. And that's disinformation. And that should not be allowed under any circumstances. But yet, the left does it. And it's perfectly okay. No one is calling for the people who called ivermectin horse dewormer to get on the air and say, we were in error. This is actually does have medical uses for human beings. Perhaps right now, COVID-19 isn't one of them, but nonetheless, it has been cleared for human use. So we were wrong to say it was horse dewormer. No one said that. They flat out denied. They doctored the picture. Anyone with eyeballs could take a look and see they obviously doctored the picture. But this disinformation, especially as it relates to COVID, and that's basically what the left is going crazy about, although we'll get into some political disinformation later. This has been going on since Donald Trump was in office. When Donald Trump had the Operation Warp Speed to get these out to the public, what did the left say? Kamala Harris said, I would not trust this vaccine. If Donald Trump tells me to take this vaccine, I'm not taking this vaccine. Joe Biden said the same thing. Therefore, what they were doing at that point was to tell people, while Trump was still the president, do not take this vaccine. That is the same thing they are now accusing the right of when we say don't take the vaccine, or we think that the vaccine may not be effective, or whatever happens to be said. But they were not held to those standards. They didn't take that back and say we were terribly wrong and we may have caused people to shy away from taking the vaccine. What Kamala Harris said could have cost people their lives. If someone is absolutely adamant that Kamala Harris is a great person who would only tell them the truth, and she says under no circumstances would I take this vaccine if Donald Trump recommends it, maybe they didn't. The same holds true with Joe Biden before he was the president. Maybe the people who supported Joe Biden said he's absolutely right. As if Donald Trump went down to his basement like a mad scientist and started mixing chemicals together and said, I've come up with a vaccine. It's not Donald Trump's vaccine. So while Kamala Harris and Joe Biden were saying, if Trump tells me to take it, I'm not going to take it, they were denying medical science, who the scientists were saying, no, no, we developed it. It's okay to take. The very same thing they're accusing people who don't want to take the vaccine now of, denying science, right? But it was okay when they did it. They face no backlash for that. Nancy Pelosi told people before this COVID really hit, come to Chinatown, have a good time. This is never, ever, ever going to come here. Everyone who thinks that is, they're just being silly. How about if people listened to Nancy Pelosi? How about if people said, well, I know Nancy Pelosi, and I think she's a wonderful person, and I support her, and she thinks it's safe, so I guess I'm going to go to Chinatown and have a good time, and they caught COVID. Is Nancy Pelosi not responsible for spreading misinformation? How come she's not held to the same standard? But it gets worse than that, folks. Dr. Fauci, during the early parts of the – first off, he denied it was ever coming here. Ah, it's never going to be a problem for the United States. But when it became a problem for the United States, he clearly went on television and said the following, masks are not necessary. They don't do any good. It's not going to help you. As a matter of fact, it could be more detrimental than beneficial. There's really no reason for Americans to be walking around with masks on. That's his exact words. When later, he decided to say everyone must wear a mask at all times, he was called on it. And what was his response? I purposely lied to the public. I did so because I didn't know professionals. So now you have admitted that what you said was disinformation. If anyone followed Dr. Fauci and his advice, he led you into a situation where you said, I'm perfectly safe to go out without a mask. Now, you may be perfectly safe to go out without a mask. That may be absolutely 100% true. And as we know now, it probably is true. But back then, that wasn't what they were preaching. So Dr. Fauci, if he believed and really believes that mask help, was leading lambs to slaughter then, wasn't he? He was saying you don't need a mask when deep down inside he really thought you did. Oh, I'm doing it for the greater good. It's okay if your grandma dies. It's okay if you die. As long as we have enough masks for medical professionals. That's not disinformation. You don't think in any way, shape, or form that's disinformation? Or do you think it's remotely possible that Dr. Fauci knew from the very beginning that masks really weren't going to do any good? Because I'd hate to think that a medical professional said, if some have to die for the greater good of us having enough masks for the medical professionals, so be it. But that's the only other option, isn't it? He's a medical professional who now says, I lied to the American public about masks because I didn't want a shortage. Translation, if you went out without a mask and followed his advice, in his opinion, you could catch it and die. So I don't think that's a very good thing for a doctor to do you? Spreading misinformation? Here's some more misinformation. We're only going to be locking down the public for about 14 days. Business owners, don't worry. Parents, don't worry about your children back in school. 14 days and everything will be just swell. We're going on 2 years. And there's still lockdowns in many places. Or if they're not completely locked down, there's heavy restrictions. Now, I know a lot of people will say, well, science changed. Well, science changed. Science is forever changing. How come it doesn't change now when we find out the masks do nothing and you still require them? How come we're not saying science changed then? That doesn't make any sense. Now, we've also found out that something pretty nefarious took place during that time, and that is they are now admitting that many of the deaths, and I don't mean a handful, I don't mean 5%, I mean closer to 45% of all COVID deaths that were reported early and even right up until mid-2021 were potentially people who died from other things, but died with COVID-19 in their system. So in other words, you may have heart issues, or you may have cancer, you may have some other horrible disease, but you had COVID in your system at the time of your death, so that was reported as a COVID death. Propping up the totals to make it look like 900,000, almost a million people, when in fact you can cut that in half. Not that half is still not horrible. It's still a lot of death. But you've greatly exaggerated the amount of deaths. Why did you do that? If you knew for sure that these people really didn't die of COVID, but rather died with COVID in their system, why did you mark them as COVID deaths and make it appear as though this was a much, much greater pandemic? It was bad enough as it is. But why did you make it appear like it was much, much, much more serious? I think that's a question that remains to be answered. And that would be called disinformation, because you knew the truth and you chose to not say that. That's not misinformation. That's disinformation, which is much, much worse than misinformation. You see, Joe Rogan can go on a show and say whatever he wants. Joe Rogan went on his show and said, if I was you, I'd vote for Bernie Sanders. Well, I listen to Joe Rogan. I have no intention of voting for Bernie Sanders, now or ever. Joe Rogan doesn't speak for me, and I don't take my medical advice from Joe Rogan. So I don't understand why people would say, well, Joe Rogan, because he said X, Y, and Z, people will listen to him. Why will they listen to him? You can listen, but you don't have to follow. You can say, well, that's his opinion. His opinion is he'd vote for Bernie Sanders. My opinion is Bernie Sanders is a communist. And I wouldn't vote for him if he's the last man on earth. Necessarily take my opinions from what talk show hosts or actors or musicians or anybody else says. But you got to dig deeper, folks. Because this thing about Joe Rogan started when Joe Rogan called them out on this. And Joe Rogan said, you lied. He had CNN's medical expert on there, and he jumped them about it and said, why did your network say I took horse dewormer? You know that's not true, right? And what could that doctor say when put on the spot? Oh, no, that's all it is horse dewormer, and then Joe Rogan would prove him wrong. So he admitted, yes, we shouldn't have said it. Yes, you're right. Yes, it is used for other things. It's not necessarily approved for COVID, but yes, it's approved for humans. And if your doctor prescribed it, then, you know, it should be fine. Oh, then you went against what your own network said. Well, from that moment on, CNN was out to get him because he made them look like exactly what they are, propagandists and spreaders of disinformation. So when he has a doctor on his show that holds literally patents on this vaccine, who has some different opinions about COVID and different opinions about the vaccine, we are told it's Joe Rogan himself who is spreading misinformation or disinformation. That's not the case. If I have a man on this show who says, I saw Bigfoot get out of a UFO, and I question him about it, that doesn't mean I believe it. That doesn't mean I'm spreading misinformation. That means I'm allowing a man to talk and allowing you, the audience, to decide whether you think he's full of crap or you think he has something. That's what Joe Rogan did. He had a man on who, despite what anybody wants to say, is an expert in his field and a very, very, very high-ranking expert in his field. Now, his views may not be true, coming from a place where he is qualified to talk about it. Joe Rogan is a talk show host. He asked questions. That's all Joe Rogan did. For this, they want Joe Rogan canceled. You dared to have somebody on the show who has an opposing opinion to us? That's spreading misinformation, and it could be dangerous. You think it's as dangerous as Dr. Fauci? You think it's as dangerous as Nancy Pelosi saying, come to Chinatown? The truth is, you just don't want the opposite side to have a voice. They make sense to someone. Then your illusion is shattered, and your attempt to actually indoctrinate people through the use of fear and manipulation is ruined. Absolutely ruined. That's why they come after Joe Rogan. Now, Neil Young says, if Joe Rogan's not taken off Spotify, I will pull my music. And many of other artists have said, I agree. Well, let's talk a little bit about Neil Young. Well, Neil Young doesn't own that music. Neil Young sold his entire catalog to a company for about $150 or so million. And that company, in turn, has one thing in common. First off, they're a subsidiary of a company that is currently buying up all kinds of property and housing, BlackRock. And lo and behold, the same guy who worked for that company is a CEO in Pfizer. That's an interesting coincidence, isn't it? Just amazing how these coincidences happen. So now we see that the true point of all of this misinformation campaigning, which CNN, of all places, is doing, we'll get to that in a moment, the actual reason for this is not because they think what they're saying could potentially be bad for you. If that's the case, they would have already censored Nancy Pelosi. They would have already censored Fauci. What they fear is that you'll listen to something and say, that makes sense. Time that someone says, you have to be protected from misinformation. What they're really saying to you is, you're too stupid to know if someone is lying. You're too stupid to make up your own mind. All you do is listen to people on television like Oprah or Joe Rogan or whoever, Rachel Maddow, and say, yes, master, I will obey. That's what they think of you. They think you're so stupid that you can't listen to someone on a show saying, I was kidnapped by a Bigfoot, and say, I don't think this guy's credible. But they also are worried that you might find a doctor who holds patents to be credible. And that worries the hell out of them, because they want you to believe the only credible people are CNN. Brian Seltzer said it out loud. He said, the problem is more people trust Joe Rogan than trust us. Ah. Well, I wonder why that is. I wonder why that is, Brian. Maybe because for four straight years, you've done absolutely nothing but lie to the American people and got caught time and time and time and time again. Who should we trust? Should we trust the Supreme Court, where Judge Sotomayor says 100,000 children are currently in the hospital with Omicron? Well, let's be fair to her. She was only off by 99.7%. I mean, it's not even close, folks. Now, is that misinformation or disinformation? Well, I don't know. I would assume that a Supreme Court justice should be intelligent enough to do her homework and know what the real number is. But let's say she's not. Okay, then it's misinformation. But it's very dangerous misinformation, isn't it, all you left-wingers? Because what does that say to parents who hear that and think, oh, my God, 100,000 children are hospitalized. My kid's not going to school now or ever. I'm keeping them home in the closet with a mask on. It's not true. It's not even close to true. Not even close to true. Jen Psaki can get on the platform, and she can say, I want everybody to know that these vaccines, gold standard, have been approved by the FDA. That's not true. That's not true. Go check it yourself. It's not true. But she said it. So is she spreading disinformation, or is she too dumb? And it's misinformation. It's got to be one or the other, because it's not true. How about Rachel Maddow, who got on her show March of 2021 and said, if you take this vaccine, people, you cannot get COVID. You cannot spread COVID. This is the way this will end. Take the vaccine and you will be free to do whatever you want to do. You won't have to worry about COVID and you won't have to worry about spreading it. That's not true. Was that misinformation or disinformation? Well, let's give her the benefit of the doubt and say it's misinformation. So what? How about if I'm a big Rachel Maddow fan and I took the vaccine and said, now I can go to a concert and have fun and live my life and I can go see grandma in the old age home and I infect grandma and she dies and I get COVID? That's Rachel Maddow's fault, no? How come Rachel Maddow's show isn't off the air? How come they're not calling for it to be off the air? Those very things she said could potentially have caused people to die. By their standards, I'm going by their standards. Now, I'm going to tell you right up front so everybody knows where I'm coming from. I'm not for censoring anyone, any reason. I don't care if Rachel Maddow gets on her show and says Donald Trump is a space alien and he's come from a planet to overtake the Earth. Let her say what she wants to say. Because at the end of the day, people who say things end up revealing who they really are. That's why I'm not for Whoopi Goldberg being suspended for one day. What she said was outrageous. But so what? Let's take a peek into who Whoopi Goldberg is then. Do I think Whoopi Goldberg is an anti-Semitic person who hates the Jews and denies the Holocaust? No. I don't. Here's what I think she is. I think she's very unintelligent. That's what I think. And the more she talks and the more she shows that she's not intelligent, the more people will say, I don't know about Whoopi. She doesn't sound that intelligent now that we really start digging into some of the things she has to say. Maybe we better not listen to her about a whole bunch of other stuff. Let these people talk. The more they talk, the more they bury themselves, and the more that people get a chance to see that being famous does not mean you're intelligent. Let Joe Rogan talk. Whatever he wants to say. I know Joe Rogan has come out and said, I don't see the point of taking a vaccine if you're young and healthy. I just don't. Well, that's his opinion. Never one time on the Joe Rogan show did he say, if you're under 30 and listening to this show, don't take the vaccine. Don't take the vaccine, man. It'll kill you. I'm warning you. He never said that. He said, I don't understand if you're that young and healthy, you need this because the statistics don't seem to show it. Now, if a doctor comes on the show and says to Joe Rogan, Joe, you're wrong. Here are the statistics. Well, Joe Rogan's had people on the show that disagreed with him before many, 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 many times. Nobody asked for Joe Rogan to be censored when they had people on from the left. Jack Dorsey and all those people came on, and it was just fine. It was just fine. When Jack Dorsey is saying, we're not openly trying to censor anybody, Joe. We have an open platform. When you have literal terrorists able to tweet, but the President of the United States can't. He was directly lying to Joe Rogan's face, spreading misinformation. No one called for Joe Rogan's show to be removed until he started asking questions about the vaccine. And then still, until he started presenting opposing opinions on COVID and how serious it is in younger people, and questioning some of these death totals, which we now know are false. The CDC themselves, I guess, have spread misinformation. They said a mask is necessary, maybe two masks, remember? Now the CDC says masks don't do any good. Maybe an N95 mask does, but cloth mask doesn't. Doesn't do any good at all. Yet here we are still mandated. I can go into any place I want to in New York with a cloth mask when they have just said it does no good. Think about that for a minute. I thought we were following the science here. The science now says masks do no good. But there's still a mandate that you wear them, and it doesn't matter if it's cloth, even though the CDC said they're ineffective. So there you have been told flat out, the mask wearing has nothing to do with science and nothing to do with preventing you from spreading or getting COVID. You want more proof? Stacey Abrams, sitting in a classroom filled with five-year-olds, every single one of them wearing a mask. Stacey Abrams is not wearing a mask. There she is smiling for the camera. I don't need a mask. I'm around everyone who is masked. The elite don't need to be masked, just the peasants. Your children shouldn't be allowed to breathe, but I have to breathe. I'm important. We see Gavin Newsom at a sports game. Oh, I don't have a mask on. And then he lies to the American people and says, yes, I didn't have a mask on, but it was for a photo. I had a mask. I pulled the mask down for a photo with Magic Johnson, put it right back up. Maybe I had it off for what, 30 seconds? Well, now we have video and photos. Oh, no, you had it off for several hours. The reason you had it off for several hours, you know it doesn't make any difference. You know it is a prop at this point. Stacey Abrams knows it's a prop at this point. And instead of being honest with the American people and saying, I really honestly thought that masks helped. That's why I told everybody to wear them. I really honestly wanted to do the best I could to protect the American people because that's part of my job. It has now come to light with medical proof that these masks don't work, so I'm happy to tell you you don't need to wear one. No, they're not doing that. They're saying, I don't care what the CDC says. Who cares what they say? Oh, you only care what they say when they agree with you. You want misinformation to be taken away? Okay, let's take away a little misinformation from the pro-abortion side, shall we? Oh, you're not killing anything to have an abortion. It's just tissue. That's what you're being told, right? Please point me to a scientist, any scientist, who says that a heartbeat is not a sign of life. What does the heart exist to do? When a heart begins to pump, it pumps for one reason and one reason only, to bring the blood, right? Circulate the blood. Why does the blood need to be circulated? Because something is alive. If you stop a beating heart purposely, you've killed something. Even not on purpose, you've still killed something. If a heart is beating and something you do stops that heart from beating, then whatever you, whoever heart was beating, you killed. That's called medical science. Oh, no, that's not true. Well, you're spreading misinformation because that is true. So every single person who comes to your abortion clinic and you tell them you're not killing anything, that's not alive. You're lying to them. You're spreading very dangerous misinformation because maybe, just maybe, if you told the truth and said, you know, it's still legal, but I'm not going to lie to you, you're taking a life. Maybe that girl would say, I can't do that. And maybe a child would be alive. Did you ever think about that? Did you ever think about if you were being very honest with a person who was going for an abortion, perhaps you would save a life now and then? No, you're spreading mis and disinformation. You're saying, oh, it's not alive. Don't worry, you're not killing anything. This is, nope, you're not doing it. That's not true. I don't see you taking those people down for spreading misinformation that's dangerous to unborn children. If you say that to somebody, they may think it's perfectly fine to get the abortion. Maybe they think it's not if you tell them the opposite. But you won't do that, will you? So this is how I know that this misinformation campaign, this attempt to silence, has nothing to do with trying to save people from a horrible fate, or nothing to do with protecting your health. Has nothing to do with that whatsoever. What this misinformation campaign is an attempt to do is to silence one particular side so that one person's ideology can go unquestioned. Because think about it, folks. If I have a child and that child never leaves the house until he's 8 years old, telling him the sky is actually polka dot. The color you see in the sky is polka dot, polka dot, polka dot. When that child is asked what color the sky is, he's going to say it's polka dot, and he's going to think he's right. That's because that's all they know. Because they didn't have somebody come over and say, don't listen to that person, it's blue. Ask anybody in the world, the sky is blue. That's what they want, folks. They want to hold all the information they release to you so that future generations believe only what they say. Don't believe me? Well, we had a guy from the Board of Education say the quiet part out loud again. He said, despite the fact that the CDC has said masks do no good, he said, I think you should start masking your children as young as two. The reason is, if you start masking them at 2 years old, by the time they're 6 and 7 and they're going to school, they'll be used to it. Oh, so you're saying for 5 more years this mask wearing's got to continue? How do you know that? Where are your patents? What do you hold in medical science? You hold nothing. You said the quiet part out loud. Masks have nothing to do with the COVID virus. You just want people to wear them. It has to do with the Green New Deal. It has to do with our emissions out of our mouth, right? You want children as young as two to be indoctrinated that this is the new normal. Masks will be worn at all times, unless you're Stacey Abrams or you're Gavin Newsom or you're Nancy Pelosi or you're Joe Biden. You want to start censoring people? Joe Biden got on the podium and said, if you take the vaccine, you will not get COVID. That is not true. Now the new talking point is, well, you can get COVID if you're vaccinated. However, It will be very, very mild. Please show me the proof. Please show me the proof. You don't have any. The other day, a reporter actually questioned a top official for the Biden administration who claimed that Russia was going to say, have a propaganda video. We have information that Russia is going to release a propaganda video of the Ukraine doing something to Russian soldiers so that it looks like they're justified to go to war. When a reporter said, well, that's declassified information, where's the proof? Well, I just told you. The reporter said, rightfully, no, you just said it, but where's the proof of what you're saying? Well, I mean, what are you talking about? What are you, taking Russia's side? What are you, a communist? No, he's asking for proof of what you said, and you don't have any. I'm asking for proof that shows me beyond any reasonable doubt that if you take the vaccine and get COVID, it's a lighter case than if you don't. I haven't seen any yet, and I've asked. So that could very well be mis- or disinformation, depending on how you want to look at it. So once again, folks, and we're just talking about apples and apples here. Joe Biden is supposed, Joe Rogan is actually being censored for spreading false information about COVID. I've just given you as long as my arm of everyone from public officials to politicians to other talk show hosts who have spread mis- and disinformation about COVID, and nothing has happened to them. Nothing. What they don't want are people like Joe Rogan, because you know what Joe Rogan is? Joe Rogan is a guy that is not afraid to ask a follow-up question. They don't want that. Just like the official for the Biden administration did not want that reporter to snap back and say, proof is not you saying it. Proof is you showing what led you to that conclusion. Please show me or release to the media what led you to that conclusion. And you know what the guy says? Oh, that's outrageous. I don't have to do that. Ah, see, when you're being questioned, they don't like that. It's when I say it, you believe it. When I say it, you nod your head. And if anybody asks a follow-up question, then you're either a racist, an insurrectionist, a communist, or a foreign agent of some kind. That's the propaganda, folks. The CDC says masks are ineffective. So the next time someone says, why aren't you wearing your mask? You should ask them, why are you requiring one? Did you not hear the CDC clearly say that they're ineffective? So why are we going on with the charade? Is there a point to going on with the charade when the CDC has said it's ineffective? But unfortunately, folks, it's not just about COVID. The misinformation goes on and on and on and on from way back with the Russia collusion hoax. That was disinformation. They 100% knew none of that was true. And you had Adam Schiff look people dead in the eye and say, I have seen the proof that will indict Donald J. Trump for being a pawn of Russia. Then when he was forced under oath and asked, where is that proof? Behind closed doors where the American people can't see it, by the way. You know what he says? I don't have any. I don't have any. Oh, so you lied. So you spread disinformation. Well, you should not be allowed to be a politician then. You spread disinformation. Hunter Biden's laptop. I know what people will say. Well, that didn't affect people's health. How about Hunter Biden's laptop? If you even questioned it on Twitter or Facebook, you were banned. They took your post off. And the official narrative was, Hunter Biden's laptop is phony. It is Russian propaganda. It takes 2 seconds to verify it. You go to the shop owner and say, let me see the sign off, the Hunter Biden signature when he left the laptops here. You go to a handwriting expert and say, is that Hunter Biden signature? Yes, it is. Okay, case closed. It's real. They knew it was real. The FBI admitted it was real. The FBI admitted they knew it was real, and they knew that Hunter Biden was actually under investigation for that laptop during the election. And do you know what they said to the American people? We didn't want to say it because it might affect the election. Well, guess what? It did affect the election because 60% of the independents who were asked if you knew Hunter Biden's laptop was real, would you have voted for Joe Biden, said no. That would have been enough for, theoretically, that would have been enough to change the election. So FBI, guess what? You did change the election by withholding vital information from the American people who had a right to know. What do you think? We don't have the right to know that? So the FBI has decided Hunter Biden's laptop is indeed real. It clearly shows he's colluding with China. It clearly shows he's doing illegal narcotics, and it probably has child pornography on it. It clearly shows that much of his money is funneled to his father. We should not release this information, because if we do, it might affect the election. Affect the election how? You mean that Donald Trump will win? So you basically have decided we don't want Donald Trump to win, so we will withhold this information from American people to make it at least a little bit easier for Biden to get across the finish line. That is called tampering with an election. But that's what you did. Then people went on television and said, cleanest election in history. There's nothing wrong here. Well, you already knew something was wrong. The FBI withheld vital information from the American people in an attempt to get Joe Biden across the finish line. So already it's not the cleanest election in history. Already it's filthy dirty. But now we see states like Pennsylvania saying, yeah, technically what you did in the last election was in fact illegal. So shame on you. You can't do it anymore. We're going to make sure this doesn't happen anymore. Anymore? If you're clearly saying that the way that Pennsylvania ran their election, you have to redo that election. In other words, you're saying, we found you cheated, but we're not going to punish you this time. Just don't do it anymore. That's what you're saying. But it's the cleanest election in history. Nothing to see here. Silly people. Nothing at all. How about the COVID relief bill? We're only doing this so that you people who we have had to lock down, even though we now know lockdowns were for nothing, and I'll get to that in a minute, we're just trying to get you your money. That's why we're calling this the COVID relief bill. How much a percentage of that bill went to COVID relief? I think it was. Where'd the other 92% go? To Democratic pet projects. That's where it went. So let me ask you something. If I make a drink and it's 8% juice and 92% water, can I call it juice? Or would the Food and Drug Administration say, well, you can't call that juice. It's not, it doesn't have enough juice in it. It has to be more than 50%. 51%, then fine. I guess it's juice mixed with water, but 8%, it's mostly water. So it mostly was not a relief bill, folks. Guess what the infrastructure bill was? Same thing. We're calling it an infrastructure bill. But 8% goes to infrastructure, roads and bridges and highways and airports and things. The rest of it's going to pet projects. And when they're questioned about it, what do they say? Oh, well, that's infrastructure too. Human infrastructure. Oh, changing the definition of words again, are we? How about CRT in schools? It's not been taught. It's never been taught. This is a Republican talking point. It's outrageous. We do not teach such things. There is no such thing. Yeah, there's no such thing as a class, third period CRT. You just inject it into every single other subject. Don't believe me? There are people who have actually taken their phones into the schools, students, and we see what they're up to. We see exactly what you're up to. You're lying to the American people. And if that's not bad enough, we were literally lied to by the DOJ. The DOJ said, well, you know, we have to investigate these parents at school board meetings as terrorists because they're making terroristic threats. And we were contacted by the school board. A letter was written and we had to take action. Here's what they didn't tell you. The DOJ themselves wrote to the school board and said, hey, you know what would be a good idea? Send us a letter claiming that you've been threatened. Send us a letter saying that you feel, you know, your life's been threatened and things. And that'll give us ample reason to open up an investigation. Oh, but you didn't say that when you were asked about it, did you? You didn't come clean and say, well, we suggested that they do that. You said a letter was sent to us. They were so concerned. They sat down and wrote us a letter. Yeah, after you told them to. You lied to the American people and you lied under oath. You lied under oath. That's not misinformation. The American people don't deserve to know the truth about that. What about Kyle Rittenhouse as a racist and he brought an illegal gun across state lines? None of it was true. None of it. And that's a narrative you kept up and kept up and kept up and kept up. None of that was true. Not one word of it was true. It's just what you wanted people to believe. And so, much like the kid that I said doesn't know the difference between a polka dot sky because that's all he was told, if all you do is watch CNN, that's what you think is the truth. There was an author who actually wrote about the Kyle Rittenhouse case saying Kyle Rittenhouse gunned down black men. And when confronted and said he never shot one single black person, she said, oh, well, that's just, you know, it's a book. It's a book. It's just a typographical error. Oh, really? And that didn't make your proofreaders, huh? Nobody who read that book before you released it said he didn't shoot any black people. Why is this in the book? It's called propaganda, folks. It's called propaganda. In the chat room, we have a question. It's a fair question. If masks are so important, why 2 years old? Why can't you have to put them on a newborn baby, right? That baby's immune system hasn't developed yet. The answer is because they don't do any good. And I'm not here to pat myself on the back or tell you I'm any medical expert because I'm not. I can only give you my opinion. But I will tell you this. I have said from the very beginning of this show, common sense tells me that a cloth mask will not work. Common sense tells me there is no way you're going to get a mask that you can smell perfume from whose molecules are twice the size of a virus particle to block a virus particle. It would be like saying I've made a hole big enough to drop a quarter through. You can't drop a dime through it. Well, obviously that's not true. If the quarter will fit down a hole, so will the dime. But I was called a propagandist. I'm spreading misinformation. Because they get to decide what misinformation is. That's the million-dollar question. Who decides what is or is not misinformation? I'm not for this in any way, shape, or form, folks. I think what Whoopi Goldberg said was reprehensible. She has a right to say it. If that's what she really believes, she's a very unintelligent woman. To say the Holocaust is not about race, when Adolf Hitler himself was attempting to create a master race, shows you really don't know anything about what you're talking about, but you don't care. There's too many people who know nothing about what they're talking about that still want to give their opinion and say, I'm an expert. You're not, Whoopi. But that doesn't mean she has to be silenced. Just the opposite. Let her talk. The more she talks, the deeper the hole she buries herself in. Simple as that. So let her talk. Now the new talking point is Trump incited an insurrection. That's disinformation. Show me in any way, shape, or form, any correspondence between Donald Trump and the people who went into that Capitol, or anything he said to the people that went into that Capitol that caused them to do it. He said very clearly, march upon the Capitol and make your voices heard, but please do it peacefully. I got news for you. The people that went into the Capitol weren't even at that speech. They were already in front of the Capitol. And if they listened to him, they would have done it peacefully. But they're still spreading more disinformation. Donald Trump gets on television and says, I will take a look at all the people who were arrested during the January 6th riots if I were to become the president again. And if it suits the facts, then yes, I would be willing to pardon someone if I clearly see that they were wrongfully arrested. What's the news headline? Donald Trump says he will pardon all of the January 6th insurrectionists. He never said that. He didn't even come close to saying that. They're lying to you. And when they lie to you and they spread this disinformation, their fact checkers never say, oh, that's not true. That's not what he said. Because they get to decide what's the misinformation. When that happens, you are literally the indoctrinated. You are literally forced now into one narrative with no way of hearing the other side's argument about anything. If Joe Rogan is so wrong, how about we have someone go on the Joe Rogan show who the left approves and say, Joe, here's why you're wrong. You know why they won't? Because he's going to ask them hard questions and they cannot answer them. That's why they don't do it. Why do you think Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez will not debate anyone? Ben Shapiro offered, I believe it was $50,000 to her favorite charity to debate her. And you know what she said? He's being misogynistic. He's just a misogynist. Oh, because he wants to debate you and challenge your facts, and you're a woman and he's a man, he's being misogynistic? Or is it the fact that you already know you cannot support what you're saying? I'll tell you the answer. She cannot support what she's saying. She fears him because she knows he's not going to mollycoddle her and let her say whatever she wants unchallenged. The left can only succeed if they are allowed to speak and not be challenged. That's why Joe Biden doesn't answer questions. That's why his official, who claims that Russia was going to send us a propaganda video in order to justify war, looks like a deer in the headlights when a reporter says, prove what you just said is true. And not only does he forget it, but then he gets nasty and says, what, are you taking Russia's side? How dare you question me? You think that's normal? That's who's you want to put your faith in? People who say, don't you dare question what I say. You see, if you're not willing to answer some questions, if you're not willing to support what you say and back them up with facts, because you know what you're saying is not true, and that is not misinformation, folks, that is disinformation. So while the left is so worried about Joe Rogan's supposed misinformation, they are not worried at all about CNN or the Biden administration's or Dr. Fauci's purposeful disinformation. They're not worried about that. Now, the Johns Hopkins study has been released, and we clearly now see that they have said lockdowns did no good. Zero good. They have studied it. Now, this is a very prestigious institution. They have studied it 9 ways to Sunday, and they said literally the difference is like 0.002. You destroyed the economy. You destroyed people's lives. You destroyed people's businesses for no reason. because you had no sound medical evidence that it worked. And when people told you this, you said, shut up. They're spreading misinformation. Just like you did when we said the virus came out of the Wuhan lab. Shut up. You're spreading misinformation. You know, everybody thinks that Bill Gates is so wonderful and everything he says, he's such a genius. Well, you want me to show you a video where Bill Gates said there's absolutely no way of telling the side effects to any of these vaccines for at least 2 years? Now, I don't think he knows anything what he's talking about. He couldn't keep virus off Windows. But the bottom line of the situation is, if you want to be his lapdog and say everything he says is right, then I'm right when I say the vaccine is not safe. It's not been proven safe anyway. It could be perfectly safe. But right now we don't know. It's a crapshoot. And out of his own mouth comes, it's going to take at least 2 years before any real data comes in on whether it does do any harm to anybody. Oh. Gotcha. Well, then you're spreading misinformation and disinformation because you said it's perfectly safe. There's no harm. Roll up the sleeve of your 8-year-old and jab him. Everything will be fine. Except you know you can't say that for sure. You're guessing. But you can't say that for sure. Now, I'm not anti-vax. I just think you have to weigh your options. If you say, look, if I get COVID in my current health, I'm not going to make it. Or I'm going to be extraordinarily sick. Then, yeah, you might want to get the vaccine because the risk of side effects is less than the risk of getting COVID. But if you have none of that, then why subject yourself to possible side effects? If 99.9% chance you get COVID, you're going to be perfectly fine because you have no other health risks, then why subject yourself to possible side effects from a vaccine that isn't really going to help you that much anyway? That's all I'm asking. That's a question. I want an answer to it. No one will answer. It's just shut up and take the vaccine and do what we say and don't question us. And if you do question us, you're spreading misinformation. They are attempting to silence your voice, folks. And they're attempting to do it because they know the hard questions are now coming out and they don't have any answers. You know when you lie, then you have to tell another lie to cover up the lie, and then another lie, and another lie, and another lie, and eventually the lies get caught, and they start to go backwards, and you say, that wasn't true. Now let's go to this one. That wasn't true. And slowly it begins to unravel. It's unraveling right now, folks. This whole entire chain of nonsense and disinformation is unraveling on the left, and they know it. So the only thing they can do to prevent it from unraveling is to silence anyone who raises their hand and says, I have a question. That's who you want to trust? The people who refuse to answer questions and try to silence anybody who has one? Hell, a child knows that's someone you run away from. Misinformation, my ass. This is disinformation, and the vast majority of it, is coming from the left.